Welcome to the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview features the band Madfellas from Italy. Sean Garrity and I sat down with a couple of members from the band, which won the crowd over with their high-energy set, spiked with jazz and prog throughout, on March 1st at Fusion 5 in Stourport, England.
We just got blown away by a set of music that you've got to hear.
Oh,
these two gentlemen are from Madfellas, from Italia.
How's Mamma that? Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia, Italia.
Yeah, I'm Ruggero Burigo, I'm the guitar player of the band, Madfellas. I composed some song with this guy. I'm one of the last member enter in the group.
It's been almost 5 or 6 years.
6 years, yeah, I think.
The band's been together about 6 years?
The band is older, but I joined in 6 years ago.
Okay.
I tried my best.
and you play, what did you say you play?
I play guitar.
Guitar.
Guitar, yeah.
And Rudy, or Carlo, I can say his name, Carlo, but I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Carlo. I'm the best player of the band. I'm in Madfellas from the beginning.
Yeah.
How long has the band been together?
The Madfellas?
Yeah.
Was born in 2010.
In Italy?
Yeah, in Italy. We were like 3-4 people doing some experimental rock.
Okay.
That became prog. Then joined the band, the keyboard player, which is Enrico, a flute player, which is Rudy. And then the band, I've seen some changes in the personnel during the years.
Sure, which always happens. That's how especially prog evolves and grows.
Yeah.
And usually the bands grow bigger with more keyboards.
But your music though is very clearly jazz orientated, isn't it? So
yeah.
would you call it, in England we may call it jazz prog fusion. Maybe.
Right. Because that's what I call it.
Because it's jazz, but with an element of progressive rock maybe in there. Almost, I was at times picking up a little bit of world music as well. Maybe one of your intros slightly China, Asian. One intro maybe a little bit Latin American,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All sorts of influences going on.
There's a mix of influences.
Your set just blew this hall away tonight. I think a lot of the people here, obviously they're a progressive rock audience, and I think a lot of people maybe weren't too familiar with your music, but I think, looking at the way your CDs are selling tonight,
you've got a lot
of new fans.
Well, and I got to tell you, coming over from California, where we don't hear any music like this, and I've been coming over for about 4 or 5 years now, and I'm just getting so educated and blown away by the talent that bootstraps their own band. You know that expression? You pull yourself up and you market yourself and you promote yourself. There's no big record company out there for you.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
I am but the guy, maybe I love more the jazz thing and the drummer too.
The drummer, a Phil Collins style, what was Phil Collins, Brand X?
Brand X, yeah.
I got feelings of Brand X from him.
Yeah.
Very tight.
He's a really great player. He plays also bass and guitar in wonderful way. And also keyboard is incredible.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is the keyboard player is Rudy? No.
Yeah, Enrico
Rudy
and
well.
Rudy. Rudy is a flute.
That's Rudy.
Some sings.
Saxophone, flute, keyboard, sings.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's most.
And also some percussion.
So yeah. Right. So is there? That's that Brazilian influence. The bossa nova.
Yeah.
And your singer. Wow. Isn't she fantastic?
Tell us about her.
Has she been with the band since the start, or has she joined more recently?
Yeah, really recently.
Yeah.
For the last 6 months, I think.
And with her, I was picking up the
fifth live.
Yeah. I was picking up a lot of influences with her, even a little bit of Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What a great voice.
More of soul.
Yeah.
music.
Yeah.
So energetic. You can tell she's feeling the music when she's singing it, without a doubt.
Yeah.
This is great. Thank you.
So I was looking you up on Wikipedia this morning before I left home, and it said the band was founded in Bassano del Grappa.
Yeah.
What part of Italy is that? I'm not familiar with Bassano.
North Italy.
North of Italy, in the lakes.
More or less near Venice.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, up around.
The Venezia region.
I am from Belluno, this is in the Dolomites. I'm from the mountain.
Well, last year I was near to Lago di Maggiore.
Lago Maggiore, yeah.
Around there. Also Sorrento last year I was in. Okay. I love it. So obviously your music mainly jazz orientated with a bit of prog in there as well. Obviously we know about the history of progressive rock in Italy, which especially in the 70s was massive, with bands like PFM, Banco, Liorme.
Area, you know Area?
Yes.
My favorite.
How about jazz? Is there a big jazz scene in Italy as well?
A lot of jazz.
There is a lot of jazz.
Local jazz.
There is a national scene with very good artists, really.
Yeah.
But in the small city like Alba, there's not so big scene. We try to play.
Do you get a chance to gig locally in your local area very much, or throughout Italy?
Not in the last year, but before COVID, more.
Do you have a tour that is going right now, or is this a one-off?
This time is one-off.
Do you have some gigs scheduled in the future?
We are organizing some mini tours across Europe, Germany.
Germany.
We're gonna be in Germany, most of all in Germany, but across Europe this fall and the next winter, 25. Don't know yet where, when, but we're organizing that.
That sounds good. Yeah.
What about your own influences? So who were the, what sort of artists in the past, or maybe that you grew up with, have influenced the way that
about
you
guitar,
guys play now?
My favorite is Alan Holdsworth.
Alan Holdsworth?
Yeah, my favorite. I like Joe Scofield too, in jazz. And John Coltrane for other
when you say John Coltrane, that's hard bop.
Yeah,
they call it. Which there was some of that going on in there.
Yeah, great.
Because people who don't understand jazz think that's noodling, and they're not on the beat. Because bop is not on the beat. Off the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And how about you with the bass?
For me, it's more from classic rock. 70s rock and then some funk, some fusion, but less jazz, maybe more funk and more R&B.
We'll be right back.
Decided to play this sort of music yourself. Were the musicians you were listening to, do you get much of that in Italy? Is there many Italian bands and artists, or was it maybe perhaps the American jazz and rock artists that influenced? You always mentioned that.
Oh, you said Coltrane.
Coltrane. Do you get much
of that? I love Kansas.
Yes. Yeah.
That's Prague. That's about Prague in America as far as it goes, though, in reality.
It's the southern rock Prague that they love.
It also had a Norwegian feel to it tonight. You know, the Norwegian Prague?
Yeah.
Wobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it kind of had that light side to it. And it was. You guys really did blow me away, without a doubt, and I guess him too. Now absolutely. you're gonna play their music on his show, right?
I'm gonna go straight out of here and buy your latest album, which was released 2022. Is that right?
Last one,
And that is Road to Planet Surface.
Yeah.
So the stuff you played on the show tonight that a lot of our people will have been watching live was from the album,
except one,
which is not yet published.
So that is available to buy now. It's
yeah.
on CD. You have a band website, I guess.
Yeah, on Bandcamp.
Yes, tell us your band website, Facebook, all that. Tell them.
So you have to type Matt Fellas.
With a Z, right? M-A-D-F-E-L-L-A-Z. Oh.
Yeah.
Not Progzilla.
Fellas.
Okay, so that's the website, and they can purchase.
Mail.com from Newsmail,
yeah.
Or www.madfellas.com.
That's easy enough, madfellas.com.
On Facebook,
and you're
or Instagram, Madfellas Band.
Bandcamp?
Yeah.
Bandcamp also.
Yeah.
Can they buy the music direct from your website?
Yes, I guess.
Because
of course.
Go to madfellas.com and check out a CD or two. Of course, it's still Friday. It's still Friday in England, so it's still Bandcamp Friday right now.
So on a Friday, Bandcamp waive their fees and all the money goes to the artists, which is great.
So you should get more money than you normally would. Okay. That is good.
Let's go.
So you're just doing the one gig here in Stourport at Fusion, and then you're going home to Italy.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's a long way to come for one gig,
that is.
For 1 hour.
I wonder if they know our friend down in Italy.
Massimo Pieretti.
Yeah, do you know the name Massimo Pieretti?
He's a progressive rock artist in Rome.
I had a drink with him. I travel around the world, kind of, I guess. I find my listeners. He was a listener back then, and he's up and coming.
Almost gothic. He works a lot with a singer called Laura Piazzai, who also lives up near Lago di Maggiore. See,
amazing. They got blank looks on their face, and I'm going, wait, that's the distance from San Diego to L.A.
There is so much great music out of Italy, all the way from the 70s, from the days of,
PFM,
when progressive rock was classed as normal music in Italy, right through to today, and still a massive scene, so many great bands coming out of Italy, all with the influences of PFM, Banco, New Trolls, bands like this, great bands, but still a great scene with young people coming through now and playing the same sort of music, but with a more modern twist, which is great.
Modern influences,
especially, like you say, in the north of Italy, more than Rome upwards, Rome north, rather than Napoli and the south.
Milan,
Venezia, Bologna, up around the Swiss border and that way. Fantastic. Yeah, there's some great people out there.
Very cool. Very cool. Before we thank these guys and chase them on their way, and are you staying for the weekend to listen to music?
We're having fun this weekend.
That's so cool, because at Fusion, a lot of the bands stay the weekend to see and support the other bands.
Yeah.
Okay, any parting words? You don't have a gig coming up, so you can't promote that.
Yeah,
unfortunately. But again, tell them how they could get your music. The easiest way to buy your music.
On YouTube, you can find the videos or live videos that we made. But reaching Bandcamp, you can see all our merchandising, all our stuff, and buy it.
Watch it on YouTube, then go to Bandcamp and buy it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Or go to madfellas.com.
Yeah,
and check out their website. Learn a little about the band. A lot of the Progzilla presenters do a good job of talking about where these bands are coming from and how many albums they have. We have a working relationship with Prog Magazine and Jerry Ewing, and we work with him, with the Limelight bands, to bring you new music that you might not have heard before. So these are another one of those up and comings, my friends. I don't know how else to put it. I'm blown away.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're watching this, you'll have just watched the set anyway, but just check out more of the music, because it is absolutely superb. Guys, grazie mille.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You were fantastic. Thanks.
Okay, and it's
Ruggero.
I'm going to head off and find a Henge super fan.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
There's got to be one here somewhere.
And of course, Carlo. I can't roll the R's. Carlo.
Perfect.
Thank you guys so much.
Sorry for my English.
Sorry for our English. We are really.
If you didn't understand, go to the Krasloff Vinyl Show page and file a complaint. I'll get on it in a couple of years. Thank you guys so much. Okay, just be careful walking out.
Yeah.
This has been the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. You've been listening to an interview with Mad Fellas and music from their latest album, Road to Planet Circus. A big thank you to the band, Fusion 5 promoter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla presenter Sean Garrity, and you, the fans and lovers of progressive music. Next week's Krasloft interview series continues featuring an incredible band from Finland, Overhead.